You cannot do both.
No, you can't. No, take a lot of water and shade. Take your parasol with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see a bunch of guys over there under parasols. That'll work out well.
Yeah.
So the whole debt ceiling thing, of course, going on. But yesterday, Jay Carney getting a wee bit defensive and testy as there was a discussion. See, what happened was TV crews and print reporters were barred from the non-news conference photo op. At the White House, this is called a pool spray. He said, Mr. Carney said,
about 4 o'clock this afternoon, a pool spray would be nice.
It would.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, out of that 7-on-7?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Carney said that, quote, people shouted questions at him, meaning the president. Purpose of the meeting is not to create a circus, but to negotiate. So today we're doing stills only. In other words, just still photographs.
Mm-hmm. Can't be expecting the leader to answer questions now. Well, don't be doing that.
Chip Reed from CBS said, it's an absurd reason to say that because we ask questions that you're not going to allow cameras in there. He's capable of ignoring our questions. He does it all the time, end quote, which is a pretty good quote, I think. But after all, they need to control the message. And I don't know if you heard yesterday, apparently the president stormed out of the room.
Stormed.
Saying to Eric Cantor, don't call my bluff. The Democrats, for their part, say that wasn't the case. In fact...
So if someone looks at you and says, don't call my bluff, that implies that they are bluffing, does it not?
Think so.
I mean, I'm no expert poker player, but you know, if I got 2 sevens and you got a full house and I keep raising you, eventually you're going to call my bluff. And if I get mad and say, don't you call my bluff...
Then
eventually it's going to be found out that I got 2 sevens.
I was bluffing.
Somebody could call you testy.
So the what the Democrats say is...
Take my cards and go to the House.
What happened was Mr. Cantor interrupted the president as the president was trying to get a final word in, and it wasn't, don't call my bluff.
Hmm.
Now, for their part, Moody's, the investor service, which, by the way, is a scam, just so you know, Standard & Poor's and Moody's, pretty much a scam. And I don't care whether it's a governmental entity locally or anyplace else, they can talk about how wonderful the rating is, but Moody's is pretty much a scam. Nonetheless, they have warned the U.S. may lose its top-notch AAA credit rating if lawmakers cannot strike a deal. Boys, I don't know if you know what that means, but they've put out a list of what could happen.
Does that mean we're not going to be able to get a good rate if we try to finance a used car as an entire nation?
Yeah.
I found a 1962 Rambler, and I want it.
That's right.
I was thinking a 94 Thunderbird.
That'd be fun. That'd be okay. How about an 86 Probe?
Sure.
All right.
Put some flames down the side?
Sure. Here we go. Well, but the paint's peeling, you know, on the top.
Covers it up.
They have to repaint it, yeah. Okay,
Bondo.
So... Here's what will happen. Lots of entitlement checks will be stopped.
Oh.
No welfare, no unemployment, no Social Security, no Medicare, no tax refunds. Government workers, including the military, won't get paid. The dollar would collapse. Collapse. And that collapse would lead to a sharp increase in the cost of nearly everything. And think of all those things that are made in China and elsewhere. Well, you know what? They've got to get here. They've got to get here somehow. So everything, including gas, the prices would soar. Our savings would be wiped out. Panic, their words, panic would race across financial markets worldwide. Investment portfolios, including your 401k, would collapse. Capital investment would dry up. Main Street as we know it, companies will be crushed by U.S. consumers who no longer have any buying power. People will lose jobs.
Okay, I'm hearing the sarcasm in your voice, so why don't you get to the sarcastic side?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you get to the counterpoint there?
Yeah.
Because what you're saying
ain't
exactly music to my ears.
No, it's not. But this is all the gigantic scare tactic they have put forward. I believe we heard Bill Flores say, there's money coming in every day. Now, again... What they're having to do is...
Well, excuse me. There's enough money coming in every day, apparently, to pay the military. Good.
Yeah.
There's enough money to come in to service the nation's debt. good.
Yeah.
There's enough money coming in apparently every month to pay Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start talking about savings collapsing and
widespread panic
and all this other kind of stuff, you know, gosh, to a 35-year-old married father or two, that kind of perks up ears.
Yeah. Here's the reason they're doing that is because maybe this is the year, I doubt it, but maybe this is the year that they sit down at the dinner of their consequences. Maybe they do. I can't imagine. But what they are trying to tell us is we are trembling on the brink of total collapse of the United States dollar. And that means, of course, then mankind around the globe as we know it will cease to exist. So we have no choice but to cut some of those benefits. No choice but to raise the retirement on Social Security. They are telling us life as we know it will no longer exist, so we must do these things. They're trying to find a ginormous political parasol, to use Tom's phrase, mm-hmm. that they can all get under and say, we didn't want to do this to you, but we really had no choice. When, in fact, it's because of the bad decisions that previous elected bodies have made in Washington, those were the bad decisions they made year after year and term after term to put us in the situation where we are, where all of our kids, including us, our grandkids, the kids who aren't even born yet, have got tens of thousands of dollars of debt that they're going to have to pay. So they're telling us that life as we know it will end if we don't do this thing. How's that for hyperbole?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why they're doing it. That's the reason. So that when they make the cuts that they should have made a long time ago, they'll explain they simply had no choice. 646.